there, and thank you for tuning into my podcast. Today I wanted to talk about the In the Mind of Jake Paul docuseries by Shane Dawson. I want to give my opinion about it, whether it's on podcast or over Twitter or whatever. So, yes. First I want to talk about my opinion on Jake as a person. I don't really have any reason to make assumptions about who he is, but by the way he portrays himself online, it's not a very nice person, but I don't know, who he is off camera, so I can't make judgments on his personality if I don't know who he is. I don't think he's a sociopath. I think he has sociopathic tendencies. He doesn't seem like a sociopath. In his earlier videos, he doesn't seem to be a manipulative person. Like, I don't personally like him that much. I don't like his content, but I'm almost 100% sure that's not how he is in real life. If you've seen the newest episode of Shane Dawson's series, you'll know that Nick said that everything on Jake Paul's... Oh, that's funny. Jack May just uploaded a video... just started doing a live about this. I'm on the trends, but I'm sorry, I'm a horrible person, okay. But, where was I? If you've seen the newest episode of it, you'll know that Nick said that everything's fake. The pranks are fake, the videos are fake, and that kind of changes my perspective on the situation a little bit, because I used to think, oh yeah, that's how Jake acts, he's a bit of a knob, but he's not. Like, that he's a terrible person in general. Like, he bullies and abuses these people. But, like, I was on the Martinez twin side. I was like, yo, he's a bad person. But after hearing Nick say that it's fake, it's kind of just like, oh, well, the Martinez twins are kind of going off here. But it's just annoying, because if Jake had said that everything was fake before... the big controversies and things like that before this, then that would have made this so much better for him, and he wouldn't have to go to sleep at night knowing that so many people around the world hate him. It sucks. But I don't think he's a sociopath. I think he's stoic with his emotions. He doesn't really show them very often, on camera at least, and I don't think it's his fault. I think it's mostly due to his upbringing and how he has, like, wrestling and football backgrounds, very competitive family, and he has to compete with Logan, who is the favourite son. I'm using quotation marks, and it's just, ugh. The series as a whole, it's very interesting to me. I wanted to see if Jake was actually as bad as everyone makes him out to be. I wanted to, like, see if it was fake, and now I have heard that it is not, from good old trusty Nick Crompton, who actually seems a lot better than people have made him out to be. I never really had that big of an opinion on him before, but he seems like a good person. And I think he seems like a good person. I don't know where I was going with that. People are going on about the... Anyway, people going on about the editing and stuff, but we'll get to that in a second. I want to talk about Shane's plan to bring the psychologist along with him to the Team 10 house. Now, I didn't actually like that very much, because it's... I don't know what about it. I think it's just very stupid to bring the psychologist, because Jake would have seen the videos. I'm so stupid, right? He did all this... Okay, I need to get my brain sorted, because he did all this before uploading it. Okay. I'm so stupid. It's a shame Jake would not have seen it. Okay, I'm sorry. But I think it was stupid of him to bring the psychologist along, because that just seemed like extra work that didn't need to be done. He could have gone and recorded it, and then brought it back and showed it to the psychologist. That would have made a lot of sense, because wouldn't Jake trust him more if it was just him and Andrew? But it's already been done, so can't do anything about it. But I think it was a bit of a silly idea to bring her along. And I'm excited for the next episode. I want to see what happens when he gets to the Team 10 house. I want to understand Jake. Now, the controversy... Yes, so the editing was the... I was a the kind of, like, first big controversy that I heard about it anyway. And it was, oh, it's too scary. It's like, ugh, well, that, ugh. And he's overdramatic, and it's all very... But that's the point. It's YouTube, so it's entertainment. I'm not just some Shane Dawson fangirl, even though I do love his videos. I'm just trying to get my point across that it is... YouTube is primarily an entertainment platform. It's for people to upload videos to entertain other people. And I think that I like his editing style a lot. It's kind of like creepy, kind of gives you the vibe. And I know he was going on about Logan Paul. I talk really fast, I'm sorry. I know he was going on about Logan Paul with the sad music manipulating the audience. And he was doing that as well. But I think that was just kind of to get his point that maybe the Paul brothers are kind of sociopathic across. I keep saying point across, I'm sorry. The overdramatic part, I don't know, I think that's just how Shane reacts to it. I don't have any proof of that, but I think that that's what happened. And then people are giving out about Shane giving Jake a platform, but I think that if Jake, I don't understand why Jake doesn't admit that it's fake and get rid of all these, like, stupid controversies going on. I'm gonna burp, I'm sorry. Pardon me, but they get, about giving him a platform. And I think that that is a bit stupid, because if Jake wants to redeem himself, we should give him a chance instead of just writing him off as this terrible person constantly. He might be a terrible person, but I don't know that. And according to Nick, he's not that bad of a person, that he's quite caring. But I don't know. I can't make judgments on that. I can only make judgments on what I see, and what I see is a kind of annoying, over-the-top person. I think... I don't want to make assumptions. I don't want to start going, oh, Jake Paul is an attention seeker, ADHD, freaking sociopath. Like, I don't want to go off making assumptions like that. But I think people complaining about Shane being overdramatic is a tiny bit annoying. Because have you seen half the YouTubers on YouTube? Like, Laura Lee, like, honey. Ooh. But, yeah. I like the series. It's cool. My overall opinion on it is basically that people should stop going at Shane for making an entertaining series that gets information out there that isn't just constantly, oh, Jake's horrible, Jake's horrible, Jake's horrible, because that's getting so tiring right now. I don't even like Jake, but I'd like to see some sort of good redemption story on it. I want to see him break out of the shell that people have put him into, and I kind of want to just see what he does. I want to see, like, could he make wholesome Team 10 vlogs? That might not be as entertaining for his young audience. The point of YouTube is to make money. If that is your primary source of income, I fully give you any sort of creative thing you want to do. Just so long as you have other people's consent to do it, then that's fully fine. But just come out and just kind of confirm to adults and even kids, just, it's fake. About the Team 10 leaking their address thing, it's kind of confusing to me, because Nick said it wasn't on purpose, but he didn't say how it happened. He didn't confirm that there was some outside source putting it up online, which I think kind of debunked that argument a tiny bit, and I didn't like that very much. But coming, sorry, I was being called. I think that was a bit stupid, but I hope you enjoyed this podcast. It was probably boring, and you probably didn't like it, but if you did, just let me know somehow. I don't know how this app works. This is my first podcast. Woo.